The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Lauren Shahadi joining us right now from the Major League Baseball Network. She is joining us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Lauren, a pleasure having you on the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, Domino, you said she is almost family because you work with someone that we do consider family, Mark DeRosa, on pretty much a daily basis there on MLB Central weekdays at 9 a.m. So you're kind of sort of family, Lauren.
I love it. I love it. He's the best. You know, so many people can rely on playing, right? But he relies on playing, but also studies the game every night. So it's just a treat to kind of pick his brain every day on the couch.
Who actually told you like this job itself at MLB Central? Because at a certain point, you got to go, okay, that could be interesting. Who am I going to be working with? And how did those first maybe couple of meetings go with you guys?
Oh, I was actually working on a show called The Rundown, which we don't have anymore. We have an awesome kind of opinion-based show called Off Base in that time. But I was working there, and they said at the time it was Matt Vasgersian, Mark DeRosa. I had just met him the day before. And they said, would you be interested in doing a morning show with these two? And I said, yes, sign me up. So here we are six years later, I think, and now Robert Flores has kind of taken over seamlessly.
All right, let's settle something about Flores. That first day that he looked like it was sort of a chess king outfit gone bad on casual MLB Central.
Can you believe it?
Honest. Did that end it all right there?
I said that he's a genius because he didn't want casual Friday. So he put the kibosh on it by wearing that ridiculous Zach Morris jean jacket. And from that day, we never had to dress casual again. So I said, we're all making fun of you, but you're laughing all the way to your nice suit every day.
Yeah, he sabotaged casual Friday.
He sabotaged it. And I said to him, I said, did you really put that on for national television and think you were nailing it? And he said, I am. I said, oh,
based on opinion. So you're telling me that when he left the house, it was a good look. When he got there, I'm assuming there's a mirror someplace.
Said.
You work with a bunch of people. Was this like the emperor has no clothes? You didn't tell him this before he went on?
Nobody told him. We were scared. We actually thought, he's not going to go on like that, right? He's going to change. Because some people change when they come in. Yeah. You know, they come in their street clothes and then they put their on-air clothes. No. That was the outfit of the day. That was a choice.
Here's the thing that I think.
So let's not sell it because he'll change and then it was too late.
Here's where I think you get screwed. I think you might have the best sneaker game on TV, but you're only going to be able to do that in limited numbers.
From your mouth to God's ears. No, I actually mix in some sneaks with some dresses these days because sneaks are kind of, you know, in. So it is completely acceptable to wear them with dresses, any of the sort. So I thank you so much. I take a lot of pride in my sneaks days.
All right. What's the first job you actually had where somebody paid you to do any of this stuff?
I was an overnight editor in Sarasota, Florida. I did the lotto and the birthdays. I wasn't on air. I would put the numbers right on the screen for the lotto and the birthdays. I actually gave the wrong person the lotto. So I messed it up. The wrong person called in. It was overnight. It was 3 a.m. And they said, I won. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I actually messed that up. You did not win your money. Go try again next time. And at that point that I thought, I'm not cut out for this. My attention to detail is not very good. So
well,
I
it could have been worse.
Out.
No cash was exchanged, right? You didn't have to, like, go to their house and get the cash back.
To make it right.
No, I did not have to do that. But they were all excited. It was a lot of money. It was like $500 or something like that. So from there, I was overnight editor. So I'd get off at 9 a.m. and I would follow the sports director, his name is Antoine Smith, around all day. And I would shoot stand-ups. Whatever he said, I would do them too. I made a VHS tape. Oh, my gosh, I'm old. VHS. I made 100 of them, and I sent out 100. I went on TVJobs.com, sent out 100 of them, and I got one call back, and it was Minot, North Dakota. And they said, we'd love for you to be our weekend sports anchor. We'll pay you $9,000 a year. Can you come? And I said, I'll be there. I shipped my car. I got there. It was negative 40 degrees. I remember doing a live shot outside in a coat that was rated for, like, you know, Arctic weather. I remember my mouth froze talking about basketball at the time. I would drive my car into Saskatchewan, Canada, and shoot JV ice hockey, and then drive it back through the middle of the night, you know, and put the highlights on the air. But, man, it was invaluable, the stuff you learn in the newsroom. I will forever be grateful for that job, and I just love the people. We keep in touch to this day.
Okay. When you think about where you are now and where you started, this is one of the greatest undrafted player sort of things to be where you are now. That I, by the way, I almost don't believe that story.
JV ice hockey, keep in mind.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you there weren't many goals, and I had to bring highlights. So if you went to the bathroom and you missed a goal, you were just upset beyond belief.
So
I needed two goals to be able to leave the game.
So what gets you out of minus 40 degrees? What's the next call?
So then I got a call from CBSSports.com. They wanted me to host their fantasy football coverage. And at the time, I didn't know. I mean, I was North Dakota football all, you know, all through and through. I was NDSU and UND and all that. But, I mean, fantasy football was next level. And I thought, gosh, these people are really into it. I better be good, you know? So I moved to Fort Lauderdale. I worked at CBSSports.com and CBS Sports Network. And then I had an audition at MLB Network. And I was so nervous. I knew the game. I always played softball, but I was so nervous. I didn't know every manager. I didn't know every player. So I have this, I still have it. I have a binder that is every player in the game at that time, their significant other, every park, every manager. It is written with a highlighter. Like, my audition was 7 minutes. What did I think? I was going to be asked, you know, Kenley Jansen's, you know, dog's name, but I had it. If you were going to ask me it, I had it. And I remember at the time I was interviewing with Harold Reynolds, and I kind of made a joke, and he said, oh, that's the personality we need, you know, maybe you'll be hired. And I was hired, and I'm so grateful. It's just such a wonderful place to work.
So Lauren Chahadi, by the way, with us. Also, she does baseball on Tuesday nights on TBS with the MLB Network as well. Like we said, MLB Central weekdays at 9 a.m. She's with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker.
So, Lauren, you get to have the moment kind of, I'm not even going to say kind of, I take kind of back, that we talk about with guys getting a call up. Who do you call when you actually get the MLB yes?
Oh, gosh. When I got that yes, man. I actually cried. I called my mom, I think. I always call my mom first. I you know, it's not lost on me that we get to do this. You guys know, you know, this has just been a dream. So it is not lost on me every day. Every day I walk into the studio, I say a little, I just thank my lucky stars. I really do, because it has not been easy. It's any kind of job, right, that you love is that's worth getting is, you know, tough to get there. So call my mom first, but I still pinch myself every time I step on a field or in that studio, you know?
How much do you enjoy being on the field versus studio?
Oh, you know, it's such a different animal. It's such a different, with the studio, I feel like I'm in control of the, you know, of what's going on, right? I mean, a guest can cancel and all that kind of stuff, but I feel like if I'm hosting a segment there, we're in a game. I mean, anything can happen. There's a walk-off that can happen. There's benches clearing and you just have to improvise. The mics can go out for your play-by-play. Then you have to, you know, I've never taken over, but that's always on my mind, right? Like, you got to follow everything because something could happen. So different. Usually when I'm on the field, it's during playoffs. So the energy, I mean, I was in the bubble in 2020, and then now with fans, it's just, you know, talk about take something for granted until it's not there. I was doing Rays Yankees. I could hear a pin drop, one pin drop. You could hear what each guy was saying in the dugout. You could hear them talking trash to each other. So just being out there on the field with the crowd, there's nothing like it.
Lauren Chahadi is with us, MLB Network, like we said, Tuesday Night Baseball on TBS as well on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. And there's something to be said for the chemistry on set as well. I'm certain that's something you're thankful for as well, working with guys like Flores and DeRosa, among others.
We have fun, but you don't know if we're on or not, because the commercial break, guys, it's the same. It's like a continuation. I'm sure you guys would say it's a continuation of the conversation, right? Like, we're not even, sometimes we're on and we're like, are we on? Because we don't talk any different, which I think is the magic, right? That is where the magic lies, when you stop looking to camera and stop squaring up the camera and telling all the facts you know. We also take pride in the bad, the mistakes. It humanizes you. It makes people relate to you. So we make mistakes. We probably make 20 a day. Robert will say, oh, they went 3 for 4. Meanwhile, they were swept. And we just laugh. But people laugh along with us. I mean, there's a lot of teams. There's a lot that's going on, you know. So that's kind of where the magic lies. We try to stay authentic.
I'm going to say this, and you get nervous when you say stuff like this in today's world. But I think the word years ago, I'm old. You're not old. I'm actually old. But the word broad used to be, I'd call my wife. My wife could, you can dress her up, you can take her to that affair. You can put her in a bar and she's okay. Doesn't need to be all of the things that you would hope, knowing the room, working the room naturally. I think there's an art to that that I don't think, quite honestly, you know, we sort of talk about enough, where you let people stretch, where you can put the sneakers on, when you then can go do this and you can go do that, and you're okay in every room. To me, that's a sign of being really good at a job that you have to have, not multiple personalities, but a personality that ranges maybe more than most people's.
You know, when you love the game, you just want to talk about it in any capacity, right? So from the studio, where it's a little bit more polished, on Tuesday nights on TBS and our show on MLB Central, just have breakfast with us, hang with us, drink your coffee with us, we're talking ball, you know. And then in the postseason, where it's the interview and the, you know, I remember interviewing Austin Riley last postseason, and everyone was shouting MVP, 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 and we just looked around. I mean, we just thought, oh my gosh, he looked around. I kind of let him take in the moment, you know, what is it like hearing all these fans shout MVP, and he just got, he got emotional. So there's different hats, right, that you can wear in this business. And if you can just kind of get the best out of the people you're with and interview, that's always the goal.
And, of course, I'm sure that everybody around sports, let alone at the MLB Network, is talking about the series this weekend here in town, Dodgers and Braves, which would have been a grand series if Freddie Freeman didn't sign there. But we know he is there, and it's the first time back. So many different storylines to examine in this series, Lauren.
Oh, gosh. I'm not used to him in Dodger blue. I am not used to it. I think that right, wrong, or indifferent, I think that a lot of us associate. We take some of our worth is in what we do or who are, right? Like that our job matters to us, or what we do matters to us, right? Atlanta mattered to Freddie Freeman. He says it all the time. He says Atlanta meant a lot to me. The name on the front of this jersey meant a lot. So I think about, we often look at Baseball Reference, right? And we look at the numbers. There's no stats for this. This is a human being who wanted to be there. And we look at the contract number. Oh, gosh, you're playing with the Dodgers. You have a chance to win. You know, what could be wrong with that? Well, he's a Brave through and through, right? He came up. That was where he had all his first milestones. So I think about, you guys, I think about the walk, right? Like the walk to the opposing clubhouse. I think about everyone he's seeing along the way, the clubbies, the lady who sells the Cracker Jack, like everyone is his friend, everyone. So he is going to have the amount of encounters he's going to have, right? 500 a night, where he has to reminisce. Yeah. And I can imagine how emotional that will make you. I can imagine it would be a bit draining. All those people, every single one of them matters to him. He is the ultimate class act. But the fact that he wanted to wait to have his ring says all, you know, in front of his people in Atlanta, that says all you need to know about Freddie Freeman.
All right, we're going to finish with this. We used to have Mark DeRosa on weekly when he played third base. Chipper Jones moved to left field. Mark DeRosa goes and played third base. He's an everyday player. Hey, let's have him on. He's one of us. Like, yeah. we can do this. Do you know the story about his brother calling him?
No.
Okay. Listen, it didn't go very well for Mark at third base. This is okay. What his brother called up and left a message. Bro, you're blowing it. Click. His brother left him that message when he realized that, you know, Chipper Jones is going to come back from left field and come play third base again. Now, D-Row will tell you, he sees one day Chipper's taking ground balls at third, and he says, Chip, are you, no, I'm good. No. 2 days later, Chipper Jones in the lineup playing third base.
Come on. Oh, yeah. My gosh. He's the best. What a story. Bro. He always says, Chipper Jones taught me, get a hit to win at the ball game, and you'll be part of this team. I there's so many Chipperisms that Zero shares with us. It's one of the many. It's awesome.
Well, Lauren, listen, we appreciate the time. Don't be a stranger, and enjoy your work with DeRosa and Robert Flores, and your work on Tuesdays on TBS. Thanks again for the time. Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, thanks for having me, too, guys.
All right, Lauren Chahadi, MLB Network, with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker
Line. Do you remember he was on with us weekly?
Yeah, absolutely.
And his brother hung up the phone.
He really, it was all new to him, so you didn't really get that side of him that we get now.
Oh, yeah.
But it's because of what we kind of dealt with on a weekly basis with him back then.
No doubt.
That we see this side of him now. So there was a silver lining to his struggles.
Listen.
It worked for us. It's working for him right now, too. The personality, like we talked with Lauren about, it speaks for itself.
I can make a case that Mark DeRosa in baseball is the best, went from the field to doing what he's doing now because of personality, not because of his stats, not because of any of this stuff, because of who he is. It really, all these guys want careers in media. Mark DeRosa's actually pulled it off as well as anybody in that sport.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.